Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Are you familiar with the saying, hurt people hurt people? It is true that we as humans do tend to repeat patterns. And if we have wounded parts deep within us, those wounds can often overshadow the genuine self we would like to show up as, especially when we're in relationships with others. And the thing is, those wounds can come from so many different things throughout our lives. If growing up, you felt ignored or rejected or dismissed or abused, neglected, traumatized in any way, the shadows of those wounds find emotional space deep within us that we often subconsciously don't even know exist. Meanwhile, those wounds are shaping and changing how we see the world, how we behave in it, and how we respond to it. So if we want to maintain our present well-being in the best way possible, we do need to identify those wounds and how they have affected the way that we see the world. Basically, when we acknowledge our inner child and the wounds that were caused in our childhood, it's easier to see how they're impacting us now, so we can ideally create a more empowering present for ourselves. And I know we've talked about inner child work in the past. I've even shared some activities we can do, but I have stumbled upon more activities, and I realized just in my own experience, how hard it was to tackle some of these activities. So I figure if I offer more options, there might be one or two in there that feels okay to you personally. For me, just the idea of tapping into my childhood was intimidating and awful because I have a bad memory and I had some traumatic things happen that made it even harder to remember. And when I do, they're memories I don't necessarily want to channel and feel again. But as I grow older and I do more of this practice in a more passive way and not intentional way, I realize that a lot of my past experiences are shaping the way I look at those past experiences. In fact, my childhood timeline wasn't all garbage. It's simply my relationship with the traumatic stuff that cast a dark, dark shadow over the rest of it. So what's been helping me over the years is creating a timeline. If ever I flash back to a memory, I write it down. And I try to remember what my actual childhood timeline looked like for me so I can better understand why I feel the way I do when certain things come up in my life. This is one of those projects that if you have a great memory, you could probably do in 3 minutes and just write down the different ages that different things happen to you. But if you're like me and you struggle with your childhood memories, it might come back in waves. So it started with me journaling about it, and then when I realized I was remembering more things that I hadn't in the past, I actually started a formal timeline of those things. And after doing that, I realized there were so many activities that I was able to approach simply by knowing what my timeline was. So I do think it's a great foundation to have. If you're able to tap into those memories and set up a timeline for yourself, it does make it a lot clearer. But I'm also well aware from experience that that's not always possible or available to us. So if it's something that's coming to you in waves, that's also okay. It's not like that work isn't valuable or important. I think another valuable thing, if you are able to create a timeline eventually, is to evaluate that timeline and actually go through and emotionally score each event and how it affected you. Because as you become increasingly in touch with your past and you start to recognize these emotional events as emotional events, it becomes almost comical how quickly you can identify your triggers in the present. A good activity I've been doing lately is when I do feel triggered in the present, whether I feel shamed from doing something wrong at work or I feel angry at someone who didn't listen to me properly, I have been really attempting to identify what age that makes me feel. And honestly, that's been a game changer. By simply tapping into what age the experience right now is making me feel, I'm actually coming back to a lot more memories I had buried and hidden from myself. And it also helps me recognize what patterns that I'm having when I'm emotionally responding to these recurring triggers that don't actually need to affect me so deeply. Of course, simply identifying how old something makes you feel and knowing that your wounded child is speaking over the current you isn't necessarily going to fix all your problems and make it so you don't react to these triggers anymore. But sometimes it is powerful enough to remind us, this is not me speaking, this is a deep inner childhood wound speaking. And though that will be important to address, it is not an acceptable way to address what is happening now. And if there was a specific childhood event that was really triggering or upsetting, and you find it to be a recurring experience for you, it may be helpful to revisit that environment or that experience, even in your mind, to get closer to it so you can decrease its intensity and also remind yourself through like immersive visualization that that has no power over you now. But simply being able to recognize what deep hurts we are carrying with us from our past has had one of the most wonderful impacts on my relationships because it's changed me from going, do I need to address this with the person I'm in a relationship with, or is this an issue I need to address in myself first? Because so many times in my experience, I have been triggered by something or someone, and I realize that it was nothing to do with the way they said it or what they said. In fact, it was just me projecting my own experiences onto this one, and in hopes to avoid that experience, I actually kind of recreated it. And like with anything, healing is a very gradual practice. It takes time, it takes persistence, and it takes us being willing to identify what's going on in our minds in a more honest and vulnerable way so that we can eventually, hopefully, more quickly identify the unhelpful thought, assess that unhelpful thought, and then eventually identify and act upon a more helpful thought. And of course, the more we practice, the more automatic that becomes. But as someone who was openly avoiding doing the work, I recognized that it was because I was getting inundated with do your inner child work. And I thought that only came in one form. But now I'm realizing there's an infinite number of ways to connect with our inner wounds. And there's also an infinite number of ways that we can react to those things. And if formal journaling doesn't attract you, that's okay. Sometimes it's more just about being willing to reflect in real time. This is just a concept that's been coming up in my own life a lot, so I've been thinking about it, and I figured I'd want to share some of those thoughts with you. So I hope this helped. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bet. Bye, beautiful.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.